Now, I'm delighted to welcome Ed Carty, well-known Kerry birder, who joins us here in studio. And Ed joins me to tell us about a most unusual visitor that he spotted in Killarney, who was here on what you might call, every pun intended, a flying visit. Ed, welcome, first of all.
Hi, Deirdre. Thanks very much for having me.
This to me now, because I've seen your photos and you're very good for keeping us up to speed, this to me looks like a duck with a kind of a purple stripe on its neck. But don't mind me.
Yeah, it's a very rare visit to Ireland. There's only been 10 previous records, and this is the first time it's ever graced the kingdom. A bufflehead. So it's a North American duck, breeds in Alaska and Canada in the forests. It actually breeds and nests in trees. So it finds an old woodpecker nest, I think usually pileated woodpecker, which is North American species, and they go in and lay up to 11 eggs, usually 7 or 8 eggs in the nest, and typically around lakes, so trees at border lakes or forests at border lakes, and that's where they breed. So, and then they winter in the southern United States, so I would imagine Louisiana, maybe Florida, maybe Texas, but they don't go further south into South America. But why it's here, how it got here, is the big question. Unfortunately, found on Tuesday, not by me, but found on Tuesday, but I got a text, and of course, me being who I am, I dropped everything.
Got into the car and booted out to Killarney.
Straight over to Killake Hotel, and saw the bird, and was over there again on Wednesday, and saw the bird again, and I believe it was there yesterday. And I was over there this morning, and there was no sign of it.
No sign of it. That's interesting. And it was just the one, was it?
One bird on its own. A striking, stunning male bird, a drake, as we call him. So typically, the female species of ducks, because they usually do all the management of eggs and nestlings, they usually are brown or drabber. And that goes for the bufflehead as well. The female is quite brown with a bit of a white patch across the face, across the cheek. But the male, oh my God, Deirdre, it's stunning. More or less all white, but it's got a black back. And as you said, the head is kind of a purplish, greeny, glossy, iridescent plumage. But it's a very small duck. It's only about the size of a teal. Anybody familiar with teal will know that that's one of our smallest ducks here in Ireland. And it's about the same size. So a very small duck.
Yeah. Well, isn't it great that somebody with a knowledge of birds and wildlife spotted it?
Yes.
Because it could have gone unnoticed.
Yeah. It's been attracting a steady stream of people as well. I think a lot of the park rangers will probably kill me now for saying they were all taking half an hour breaks or extended lunch breaks to see the bird. But yeah, I mean, like, why not? Like, you know, it's a, hopefully it's not a once-in-a-lifetime thing for Kerry, but as I say, they're quite rare in Europe and certainly in Ireland. But yeah, stunning bird and brilliant to see it, like, you know, yeah.
And where is it likely to have gone?
It could be just gone around the corner to the next bay. It could be anywhere in Killarney. It also apparently goes on the sea as well, so it could have moved further out, maybe into Castlemaine. It could be anywhere. And unless you know your ducks, you might just pass it off as, you know, oh, that's an unusual-looking duck. But if you don't know your ducks, you might not even appreciate and realise how rare it is, like, you know. But it could be still in Killarney easily. The thing that I noticed this morning when I was over there and compared to Tuesday and Wednesday, that it was much calmer, drier and brighter on Tuesday and Wednesday. And today, there was a freshening breeze from the east and that created choppy water. It's kind of a lagoon area at the back of the Lake Hotel for anybody that's interested in having a look maybe tomorrow over the weekend, just in case. And it got colder. So maybe it moved out of there. It wasn't happy. But the wind and the, as I said, the choppy water was literally blown straight into that area where it was constantly feeding in a certain area. And there's no sign of it there this morning.
So did this bird, you think, because it shouldn't really be here, it's not its natural habitat, was it blown off course?
Yeah. So we typically get all these ducks and waders, gulls and small warblers and stuff every year. And a lot of people are surprised by that. And typically this time of year is a great time of year for rare ducks in Ireland, typically from North America, Canada, even further north. Some listeners might even be aware that Ireland's first Harlequin duck from Iceland, Alaska, Canada, that's where they breed, touched down last month in Donegal, and it's still there. So this is the time of year for all those birds that breed further north. When it starts getting colder up there, they move further south. It's long overdue, long expected. The bufflehead itself, Just got blown off course, I would imagine, and just maybe in around Florida, New York, Long Island, maybe 3 weeks ago, and got caught up in one of the storms and just got ferried across the Atlantic. The great things, of course, about ducks and gulls, when they're coming across the Atlantic, they can land in the water and they're okay. But as smaller birds like the warblers and the thrushes, if they get tired or lost or fatigued, if they land in the water, that's pretty much it for them, like, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, Ned, before we run out of time, very important to ask you about, you know, given that it's been very cold the last week or so, so important that people feed the birds if they can.
Yeah, feeding the birds is great this time of year. Have the feeders near your window. You can look out and appreciate them. Birds like chaffinches, great tits, bullfinches, siskins, long-tailed tits, they'll all come to feeders. And you can just buy the feeders anywhere around town. Any town will have them. Hardware stores, pet shops might even have them. And they'll have different variety of foods. I prefer always the peanuts, because they can take bits of that and head away off. But you can put down other stuff like Niger seeds in the ground or into feeders. They're all specially adapted. Ask inside the hardware store or pet shop if you're in doubt about what to get. But there's a multitude of stuff out there. And as I said, it's great this time of year when there is a cold snap to put out some food for the birds. Apples will do it. If you cut up an apple and put it on the lawn, yeah, you might attract vermin, but blackbirds will love that, and song thrushes. Or you can put them on spikes inside in trees and bushes that I've done as well, and they love that.
Little bits of apple.
Bits of apple, they love that.
Because most you associate bread with feeding the birds, don't you?
Yeah, don't give them bread. That's not great for them at all. Not great for their digestive system. So the smaller birds, peanuts, Niger seeds, sunflower seeds, anything like that, anything that they're selling in any of those shops that sell the feeders, and bits of apples cut up, like, you know, they love that, like, you know.
Yeah, okay. And you can get a feeder that's kind of stands up off the off the ground.
Yeah, keep them up off the ground so that cats and dogs can't get them and all that kind of stuff, like, you know.
Okay.
Keep the birds nice and safe.
Very good. Well, listen, that's great advice. And thank you for telling us about that unusual duck as well. Yeah. I'm sorry I didn't see it, but it's great that you got the photograph as well to see with that beautiful purple stripe. It's a fabulous, fabulous bird. Great to talk to you as always, Ed.
Thanks, Deirdre.